Martin Luther King III is on the phone. Good morning, Martin. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Tom. I hope you all are doing very well.
We are.
Yes.
Good.
Happy King Day to you.
And what's
happy
on your schedule?
Are you tired of that? A lot. It's way out. Happy King Day, Happy King Day.
What's on your schedule today, Martin?
I'm in Nashville, the great city of Nashville, where Meharry and Fisk and Vanderbilt and other institutions, Tennessee State, are here. And today I'm actually addressing an event with Dick Gregory this afternoon. There's going to be a big march here earlier today or in a little while, and so the community is gathering. I'm just very excited about it. I've been in several cities doing this King observance. When we talk about observance, of course, most people think it's a holiday because it's named a holiday, but we're talking about a day on. This is not a day off, as we all know, and there really are serious issues that, as we talk about, as you guys talk about them every day, that our community is facing. As you know, when we first started a holiday, we used to do symbolic marches. There's no reason for symbolism today. There's reality because our young men are being killed by policemen. We're still killing ourselves in our own community, so there are a myriad of issues. Our economy is not where it needs to be. But I think my dad, if someone was asking me, what would your dad say? I don't know totally what dad would say. I can't speak for dad, but what I will say, as I know he would be very concerned about the direction that our nation is going, but he'd be very proud of Black Lives Can't Matter and all the young people who are engaged, as well as many whites and others who are involved in the struggle.
What would you think he would say about Donald Trump running for president?
He would say that everyone has a right to foster a position. He would foster a totally different position. That's what democracy is about. I believe he would be disappointed in the stirring of the pot to divide people. Dad always wanted to bring people together, even those who didn't agree. He used to say we have to learn how to disagree without being disagreeable. So many of the issues that Donald Trump is fostering, he would certainly be diametrically opposed to. But he also, just like, you know, he would believe as long as the Klan, in terms of the law, was not doing things to hurt people, they have a right to say, well, we want to be separate. You certainly have that right, but you do not have the right to say you're going to do something to hurt others. And some of what I think Donald Trump is doing is stirring up the pot that is not creating the best of America. We got to figure out how do we bring the best of Americans together. That's what we see when a tsunami occurs. Americans come together. They don't ask you if you're black, white, if you're gay, straight, if you know if you're Christian, if you're Muslim, if you're Jewish. They don't care nothing about that. They're concerned about helping folk. That's what we have to be. That's the spirit I want. I think we need to be trying to create in America.
And where do you think your dad would say we are? Because some of the same issues that your father was talking about 50 years ago, we're still in the throes of trying to correct or improve. Where do you think he would say we stand on some of these things now?
Well, you know, again, I think two things. I think number one, had he lived, we would be in a different place as a nation. He had the unique ability to really bring Americans together and to articulate a message that most intelligent people could understand. And you don't have to necessarily be intelligent. Well, intelligence is not predicated on your socioeconomic status. So, yeah, intelligent folk would understand the message and understand the viability. I think he would. When you look at the triple evils, poverty, racism, militarism, and violence, when you look at racism, yes, we made strides, but my God, it seems like we are going backward as opposed to forward.
Mm-hmm.
Poverty, the numbers are growing instead of reducing. Militarism and violence certainly are at epidemic levels. And somehow as a society, we still have not learned that message. We must learn to live together as brothers and sisters, or we will perish together as fools.
What do you think your father would say about the world that his granddaughter is living in?
I just think he would be very, very concerned about the fact that Yolanda Renee is growing up in a world, on the one hand, in terms of where it is, but he also would have a lot of confidence that young people are going to resolve these issues. Because if you look at what millennials are saying, whether they're Democrat or Republican, as it relates to these issues around police brutality and misconduct, they all realize this is wrong. There's a problem. It must be addressed. So, you know, I think that he would have a lot of faith in young people coming, probably a lot more faith than some of us who are older.
Mm-hmm. He loved music, didn't he?
Well, you know, yes, he did. He actually, he was a lover of arts and culture and everything. I mean, you know, in a sense, I don't. It's hard for me to say this because it was Dad to me, but you know, he had some Renaissance man qualities. A lot of people don't know that Dad was athletic as well, and he could shoot a basketball with either hand, and then he could jump. Dad was short. I mean, I'm I'm almost 6 feet. Dad was like 5'8", and he could really jump. And so,
and he could shoot baseball. Huh?
Yeah. Either way, he was ambidextrous.
He was Steph Curry.
Right on that.
I wouldn't go that far. I think that's way too far. But he could hold his own. Let's say that.
How about Muggsy Bowles?
Wasn't big enough to beat Nate.
Well, what type of music did you think he would like?
What would be his wake up jam?
Would listen to, yeah.
If he were around today,
like you had to pick a song.
You know, I think it was more. It would be more spirituals, and I mean, he was more. It would be more focused on gospel. He loved spirituals. You know, like Precious Lord, Take My Hand, because that was the climate. He was always now. You know, I would imagine that he also would like soul and pop music. Although I don't remember him listening to any of that. But he loved all types of music, I'm told.
Well, he probably
would love Kirk Franklin because they're about the same size. Is that what you're saying, son?
Wait a minute, Tom. I love Kirk Franklin. Wait a minute.
How tall is Kirk?
A little bit taller than Kirk.
A little bit taller than he would look down on
Kirk. A little bit taller than Kirk. Actually, a lot taller than Kirk.
If he's looking down, he definitely.
That's not fair, Jay. But that's all right.
And that's what Jay does. That's what he does, Martin.
He loves some Kirk Franklin, huh?
Because
he can look down on him, man.
Happy King Day, Martin.
Tom. Thank you all, Civil Tom and Jay, for what you all do every day. God bless you.
Great work.
Thank you. Martin III.